A better experimental design is the placebo-controlled study. In this study, you do very much the same thing that you did in the previous study. You choose a population of subjects, randomly divide them into two groups. But this time, you give the untreated group a substance that looks and tastes like garlic, but is not garlic and has none of the properties of garlic. You treat both groups identically. This kind of treatment is called placebo-controlled study. The use of placebos is very controversial at the moment because they are quite powerful. Believing that one is taking an effective medication will often cause the effect to occur. However, hopefully the effect of garlic will be greater than the placebo effect. If feeding garlic lowers blood pressure in this study, can we finally conclude that it works? Well, not quite. You see, if experimenters know what the treatment is, they may act differently to the subjects. And any effect that you observe may be due to differences in the way the experimenters acted, not to the garlic eating. While there are many more complicated and better designed controlled experimental studies, but I've just wanted to point out that even if one reads about a study in a paper done in a reputable institution, does not mean that the findings can be believed to be true. Although newspapers and television stations love to report early findings, these findings have to be taken with extreme caution, even if they've been published in a reviewed scientific journal. I've prepared a list of different sources of health and nutrition information that can be obtained over the web. I encourage you to explore these sites and begin to question any miraculous health claims that you may encounter. The study of nutrition and health is fascinating and offers great hope for making our lives better. Some of you may become scientists and will contribute to this increasing body of knowledge, but all of us can benefit from viewing health claims with a very skeptical eye.